Athabasca, more than a dozen people were in the gallery to show support for a new trail system in the town of Athabasca, specifically for mountain biking. At the town's regular meeting September 19, Henrik Asfelt reminded seasoned councillors and informed Neuer of the work they're doing to build a mountain bike trail as part of the existing trail system at Muskeg Creek Park. I'm here on behalf of the Athabasca Nordic Ski Club and a group of individuals who are interested in developing a system of mountain bike trails in Muskeg Creek Park, said Asfelt. I did appear before council in 2019. A few of you were part of that council, but most of you are new. Then COVID hit and it kind of got derailed. But we're back with renewed efforts. The current trails are great for running or skiing but not for mountain biking, he said. The trails that exist are quite wide. They're excellent for cross-country skiing, which I use them a lot for, but they're not really what mountain bikers are looking for, he said. It's something quite different, much narrower, a very different design. So, it's our feeling that while the park is a real treasure here and gets a lot of use, there's potential for more. And mountain biking brings in tourism, so the group, which has applied for membership in the Alberta Biking Association, can promote the system. There's potential development of these trails to bring more visitors, so, tourism, Asfelt said. I think a very timely thing given all that's going on with Athabasca University, for instance, is the potential to help recruit people to the area and to retain as well. Asfelt laid out the three phases it will take to develop the new network properly: consultation with the town, and residents, design, and construction. If it's done by professionals who do this all the time, it can be sustainably built, and by that, I mean a couple of things. One is low environmental impact and also low maintenance, he said. If you are not experienced with these things, you can end up building something that you have to go back to every year because there's a lot of erosion and so forth. Having it designed professionally also means they will be able to avoid any sensitive flora areas and avoid user conflict like blind corners where the paths would have to merge to cross a bridge, for example. The cost for the master plan and design, the numbers I have are all over the map, ranging anywhere from $10,000 to $98,000, and realistically, it will be in the middle there somewhere, said Asfelt. And then construction, again it depends on the style of trail and a number of other factors, but anywhere from around $250,000 to $400,000, and with inflation it's probably going to be closer to the higher end of that. The group is looking at funding with grants and casinos as well as corporate and private donations, but we're seeking to ensure the approval of the council was still in place and to ask for a new letter of support. We're looking for approval to proceed with our plans, first of all, he said. Secondly, we'd appreciate a letter of support, which would be useful in submitting the grant applications and so forth. We did get a letter of support at that time, in 2019, but again, an updated one would be helpful. Asfelt also asked the council to replace the South Bridge and offered some sweat equity to help out, just as the ski club did with the Middle Bridge replacement in 2021. I'd like to thank you all for your support in rebuilding the Middle Bridge, which was completed, but the South Bridge unfortunately is still, as I think you're aware of, in need of some work or replacement that would benefit the proposed bike trails but also the existing trails, and I'm also in a position to offer the club's help to do the labor for the decking like we did last summer. Count. Sarah Grayling offered several ideas for fundraising, including asking other non-profits to contribute their own casino earnings to the group in Count. Dave Paholik asked about how onerous the maintenance would be. We're talking about something that's considerably narrower than what we have now, Asfelt said. Personally, I think it would be somewhat easier. Later in the meeting, council approved a motion to write a letter of support for the group. H. Stocking at athabasca.greatwest.ca